Welcome to this demonstration of the fourth generation of the Apple TV. And in this demonstration, I'm going to go through what you get in the box, a physical description of the new Apple TV fourth gen, and a description of the Siri Touch remote. And then we'll go through the setup process using my iPhone 6S to set up my Apple TV, i.e. put in my Wi-Fi password, etc. And then we'll have a brief look at the home screen, have a look at voiceover settings, and we'll have a bit of a wander around the movie, TV show, app store, etc. And that will complete the initial demo of the new generation of the Apple TV 4th gen. So what you get in the box, of course, is the Apple TV. And below that in the box, underneath some cardboard, you have a lightning connector, of course, to charge the Siri Touch remote. On the right-hand side of the box, you have the Siri Touch remote, the new one. And then below that, folded up, you have the power cable itself for the Apple TV. And I just wish they'd also include a HDMI cable, but never mind. So the description of the Apple TV itself, it's about the same width and length as the Apple TV third generation, except it's about a third of the size higher. At the back of the Apple TV, as if you're looking at it from the front with your hand over the back, on the left-hand side you have the Ethernet port, then in the middle you have the USB diagnostic port, below that you have the HDMI port, and to the right of that you have the power adapter port to plug in the Apple TV to power. And as far as the Siri Touch remote goes, if I'm holding the remote with the lightning connector at the bottom, which is now used to actually charge the Siri Touch remote control, above that is just a plain flat area, and then smack bang in the middle of the remote itself, there are five buttons. And going from the top left one, going down two and three, the first on the left at the top is the menu button, below that is a Siri button, and then you have the play pause button. And I should say, these buttons are very well raised up off the face of the Siri Touch remote and very easy to identify. And then on the right-hand side of those column of buttons, you have two buttons. The top button, which of course is still round, is the home button. And then below that, you've got a long rocker-style button, which is rectangular, which is the volume up and down button. And then above those group of buttons at the top, you've got the touch screen of the actual Siri Touch remote itself. And that touch screen also has a clicker function, so you can push it in and feel a click as if you were clicking, say, on the trackpad of your Mac. So I've actually got my Apple 4th generation plugged in, all ready to go. I'm on the HDMI channel on my television set. And with this new fourth generation, at least as the current software build's concerned, and this recording was made in the first week of November 2015, VoiceOver doesn't come on automatically when you plug in the Apple TV. So I have to press the menu button three times to enable VoiceOver. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to press the menu button on the Siri remote three times. One, two, three.
VoiceOver on.
And if I flick down.
Idioma. Español.
Okay,
button.
We've got the 2 of 37. Choose your language screen. So I flick up.
Language. English. Button.
So
1 of 37.
English, which is actually the US Samantha voice for us. So if I flick down.
Idioma. Language. English. UK.
That's English UK,
button.
Which would be Daniel.
3 of 37. English. Australia.
And I'm going
button.
To choose English
4
Australia,
of 37.
Which is the Karen voice. So I'm going to click on the touch screen.
Setup.
And now if I flick down.
Afghanistan. Button. 1 of 240.
These are the countries. So if I flick up.
Australia. Button. 1 of 1.
Choose Australia.
Set up your Apple TV. Set up with device. Button.
Okay,
use
so
your
iOS
device to automatically add your Apple ID and Wi-Fi settings to this Apple TV. Requires iOS 9.1 or later. Not available on iPad 2.
Okay, so you can set up with your iOS device running 9.1 and is currently not compatible with iPad 2. So that's a device setup. If I flick one more down.
Set up manually. Button.
Set up manually.
Use your iOS device to automatically add your Apple ID and Wi-Fi settings to this Apple TV.
That help message is actually incorrect because that's the manual function, not the device setup function. So I'm going to flip back up to device and click in on the touchscreen.
Setup with device. Click. Button. Set up your Apple TV. 1. Unlock your iOS device. 2. Enable Bluetooth. 3. Hold device close to the Apple TV.
So I grab my iPhone out of my pocket and unlock it.
Messages. 5 unread messages. Double tap to open.
And I'm going to put my iPhone basically on top of the Apple TV.
Alert. Set up Apple TV.
There we go. Alert. Set up Apple TV. Grab my iPhone back and flick to the right.
Do you want to set up your Apple TV now?
Do you want to set up your Apple TV now? Flick to the right.
Cancel. Button. Continue.
And
button.
Double tap on OK. And of course, I'm using my iPhone now. I just put the remote down.
Continue. Messages. 6 unread messages.
Set up your Apple TV.
Double tap to open.
Scanning for network. David's Wi-Fi network. Ellipsis.
Oh, very good. Scanning for David's Wi-Fi network. Means it's connecting to it.
Text alert. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. David at gmail.com. Insertion point at end.
Okay, set up Apple TV. Flick to the right.
Enter your Apple ID password to sign into iCloud on Apple TV.
Okay, enter your Apple ID and password to sign into iCloud on your Apple TV. So flick to the right.
Text field. Is editing. Character mode. David would be R at gmail.com.
And insertion flick to the right again. End.
Password. Secure. Text field.
And double tap on that.
Double tap to edit. Insertion point at end.
And I'll just pause the recording and pop in my password for iCloud. Touch the top of my screen.
Enter your Apple ID password to sign into iCloud on Apple TV.
Flick to the right.
David, secure. Skip. OK. Button.
Double tap on OK.
OK. Messages. 6 unread messages. Text alert. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. David at ggm.org. Insertion point at end. Set up Apple TV.
Flick to the right.
Enter your Apple ID password to sign into your iTunes Store account on Apple TV.
Okay, entering your Apple ID and of course password to sign into the iTunes Store on the Apple TV. So I'll pause the recording again and pop in my password.
Enter your app text field, password, secure, text field, insertion point at end.
Okay, so flick to the right.
David at vision.org, secure, text field, is editing, character mode, 11 characters, skip, okay, button, okay.
Double tap on
messages,
okay.
6 unread messages.
Verif, number ending in 43, SMS to phone number. 1 of 4.
Okay, I've got to send a verification to my iPhone because I've got two-factor verification enabled, so I'm going to press select on that number. Of course, on the
keyboard,
Apple remote.
2.
Messages notification.
Is the number
incoming
coming through?
950472. Your Apple ID verification
incoming
code is 3527.
3527. Thank you. So I flick to the right.
3.
So click on 3.
3. What? 4.
5.
5.
Back
4.
To
3.
2.
2.
Clicking to the left.
2.
Over to the right. 2.
4,
7.
5. 6. 7. 7. 4 characters. Set up your Apple TV. Enter your Apple ID and password on David's iPhone.
Alert. Remember password.
Okay, so back to my iPhone. Remember password. Flick to the right.
Would you like Apple TV to remember the password for David at vision.org to rent or purchase items from the iTunes store?
Okay, would I like the Apple TV to remember my iTunes password? Yes, I would.
No. Yes. Button.
I will tap on
yes. Alert. Send data to Apple.
Send data to Apple.
You can help Apple. No thanks. Okay. Button.
Double tap
okay.
On OK.
Messages. Look. 6 unread messages.
Swipe down
double
to make
to
required
open.
Selection.
Okay, put my phone down, up the Siri remote again, my head. Flick down.
Enable location services.
Enable location
button.
Services, click on that one.
Siri. Select. Button.
And Siri, flick down.
Use Siri. Button.
And select on yes.
See the world. Select. Button.
And if I
swipe
flick
down to make automatically download. Button.
So automatically download. Or if I flick to the right.
Not now.
Not
button.
Now. So I might flick to the left.
Automatically download.
Automatically download. So
button.
I'm going to press select on that.
Diagnostics and usage. Select.
Diagnostics and usage.
Button. Swipe down to make
so
required. Send to Apple.
Send to Apple.
Button.
If I flick to the right.
Don't send.
Don't
button.
Send. Flick back to the left.
Send to Apple.
And
button.
Click on the remote.
App analytics. Select.
App Analytics.
Button.
Click down.
Share with app developers.
Share with app developers. Button. Flip to the right.
Don't share.
Or don't share. Button. Flip back to the left.
Share with app developers.
Press button. Click.
Terms and conditions.
I like clicking.
Select. Button.
Terms and conditions.
Swipe down to make required selection. Agree.
Button. Agree. I'll agree by clicking to the right.
Home. Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
And that's it. We're now on the home screen of the Apple TV. See, heard it say movies, row 1, column 1. If I flick to the right.
TV shows, row 1, column 2.
Okay, TV shows, row 1, column 2.
App Store, row 1, column 3.
App Store, row 1, column 3.
Photos, row 1,
photos,
column 4.
Row 1, column 4.
Music, row 1, column 5.
Music, row 1, column 5. And now if I flick to the right again, I can't go any further. If I flick down.
Settings. Row 2, column 3.
Okay, settings, row 2, column 3. Flick to the left.
Computers, row 2, column 2.
Computers, row 2, column 2. Flick to the left again.
Search, row 2, column 1.
And search is row 2, column 1. First thing I want to do is just double check my voiceover settings. So I'm going to flick to the right to get back over to settings.
Computers, settings, row 2, column 3.
Click on that on the
settings.
Touch screen.
General.
Of the remote.
Button.
And
1 of 9.
General, so click again.
General. About.
And flick button. Down from screen finger save. To
sleep
accessibility.
After. Accessibility.
And click again.
Button. Accessibility. Media. Closed captions and SDH. Off. 1 of 3.
So closed captions is currently turned off. If I flick down.
Style. Button.
Style.
2 of 3. Audio descriptions.
Audio descriptions.
Off. Is 3 of 3.
Off. And I'm going to turn that on.
On.
I'm clicking again. Now, I've noticed sometimes the text help speaks and sometimes it doesn't. So if you pause long enough, it's supposed to speak. At the moment, it's not doing that. So I flick down again on the remote.
Vision. Voiceover. On.
Here's
button.
Vision.
1 of 2.
Voiceover. So 1 of 2 options.
Zoom. Off.
And here's
button.
Zoom.
2 of 2.
Okay, click down again.
Interface. Bold
interface.
Text.
Bold text.
Off. 1 of 3.
And we've got 1 of 3 options. That was bold text. Flick down.
Increase contrast.
Increase contrast.
But reduce motion.
Reduce motion.
Off. Accessibility shortcut.
And accessibility shortcut.
Voiceover.
Voiceover.
1 of 1.
And that's currently got 1 option in it. If I press select on that.
Selected. Accessibility shortcut. Triple click menu 4. Voiceover. 1 of 4.
Okay, we've got 4 options. And if I flick down.
Zoom. 2 of 4. Closed captions.
Closed captions.
3 of audio descriptions.
And audio 4 descriptions. Of 4. All toggled on and off with triple click menu button. So I'm going to back out of that with the menu key. And remember that menu key is the top on the left hand column of 3 buttons.
Accessibility. Accessibility shortcut. Voiceover.
I'm going to flip button. It up to voiceover.
Interface. Increase bold text. Vision. Voiceover. On. Button. 1 of 2.
Click on that.
Voiceover. Voiceover. On. 1 of 2.
And voiceover. And flick down.
Voiceover practice. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay, voiceover practice. Now, this voiceover practice is for the gestures that I'm currently using on the Siri Touch remote, not the actual buttons on the remote. So if I press click on that.
Voiceover practice. Start voiceover practice. 1 of 1.
And select
voiceover practice active. 1 of 1.
And if I flick to the right,
flick
the remote,
right. Move focus to the right.
Flick left.
Flick left. Move focus to the left.
Okay, so flick right was move focus to the right. Flick left was move focus to the left. Flick up.
Flick up. Move focus up.
So flick up, move focus up. Flick down.
Flick down. Move focus down.
Okay, 2-finger flick up.
2-finger flick up. Read from top.
Okay, read from top. 2-finger flick down.
2-finger flick down. Read all.
Okay, 2-finger flick down is read all. 2-finger touch.
2-finger single tap. Pause speaking.
Okay, pauses speaking. 2-finger rotate clockwise.
Rotate clockwise. Select next rotor setting.
Okay, is the rotor setting for people that are using VoiceOver and iOS devices. And of course, even the rotor on the Mac. 2-finger counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise. Select previous rotor setting.
Okay, select previous rotor setting. And the way to come out of VoiceOver practice is to press the menu button.
VoiceOver. VoiceOver practice. Button. 2 of 2.
And if I flick down, one finger.
Speech. Speech rate. Normal. 1 of 2.
Okay, we've got speech rate. And click on that.
Speech rate. Normal. Button.
Then if I flick up, find finger.
Slow. Button.
That's slow. Flick up.
Very slow.
Or very slow. So I flick down.
Slow. Button.
And click on slow.
Voice over. Speech. Speech rate. Slow. One of two.
Okay, click on it again.
Speech rate. Slow.
And flick down.
Normal. Fast. Very fast.
Okay, you won't button. Choose very fast. We'll choose fast.
Fast. Flick up. Button.
Click on that.
Voice over. Speech. Speech rate. Fast. One of two.
And click again.
Speech rate. Fast. Button.
And we'll put it back to normal. Flick up.
Normal. Button.
Click on normal.
Voice over. Speech. Speech rate. Normal. One of two.
And if I flick down.
Use pitch. On. Two of two. To help distinguish context, voiceover can change the pitch when speaking.
Okay, so to identify context, voiceover can change the pitch when speaking. So I'll leave that on. So if I flick up.
Speech, voiceover, voiceover, on, one of two.
Okay, we're back to the top control. Then I can just press the menu key to come back to the previous menu.
Accessibility, vision, voiceover, on, button. One of two.
Okay, and press it again.
General. Accessibility. Button. Four of six.
Now, I'm going to flick down.
Restrictions. Privacy.
And I want Siri. To check.
About Siri and usage. Date and time. Time zone. Sydney.
Check my time dimmed. Zone. That's currently button. Set on Sydney, which two is of two. Fine.
Language and region.
And language and region.
Language. English. Australia.
Is English Australia, one of two. Which is fine. Down.
Region format.
And region Australia. Format is Australia. Two of two. Which is cool. Okay, so this time I'm not going to press the menu button again. I'm going to press the home button. Remember that was the right-hand button above the rectangular volume key. So I'm going to push it.
General. Language. Settings. Row 2. Column 3.
And we're back to the settings icon on the home screen. Now if I flick up.
App Store. Row 1. Column 3.
Okay, we're on the App Store. If I flick to the left.
TV show. Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
And I'm going to click on Movies.
Movies. Top Movies. Tab. 2 of 6.
So on 6 tabs, if I flick to the left.
Purchased.
I've got tab. Purchased.
1 of 6.
Then I flick to the right
top
again.
Top Movies.
Top Movies.
Wish List.
Wish List.
Genres.
Genres.
Recommended.
Recommended.
Search.
And Search. Tab.
6 of 6.
So I flick back to the left.
Genre. Wish List. Top Movie. Purchased. Tab.
And let's choose 1 purchase. Of 6. Click on that.
Recent. 7. Button.
So I've
one
got
of two.
Recent, which is 7 movies. Flick down.
All movies.
All movies.
136.
Oh, all button. Movies. 136. Two of two. That's not a bad tally. But
two
flick up.
Recent. 7.
And now button. Flick to the right.
The Black Cauldron.
The Black Cauldron.
The Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
The Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal.
4 of 7.
In order button. To play that, I press click.
The Dark Crystal.
In progress. Press click, but anyway, click.
The Dark Crystal. Play.
And button. Click on play. Now it's loading. Okay, that's a Dark Crystal playing. And of course, to play pause it is the bottom left hand button on the group of three.
Paused.
Play pause. And press menu.
The Dark Crystal play button.
And of course, I wanted to zap straight back to the home screen. I can just press the home button.
Movies. Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
Okay, same deal with TV shows. Flick to the right.
TV shows.
And
row 1. TV top shows. TV shows. Top TV shows. Tab. 2 of 5.
So if I flick to the left.
Purchased.
Purchased.
Tab.
To the right.
Top TV
top
shows.
TV shows.
Genres.
Genres.
Recommended.
Recommended.
Search.
And then we've got tab. A search.
5 of 5.
Again, so flick back to the left.
Recommend. Genre. Top TV shows. Purchased.
Click on purchased.
Doctor Who. 1 of 19.
Doctor Who. Yes, button. Please. Click on that.
Doctor Who. 1 of 19.
If I flick to the right.
Doctor Who, the classic series.
Ooh.
2 of 19.
Doctor Who, the classic button. Series. Let me click on that one.
Doctor Who, the classic series. 1. An unearthly child.
An unearthly child. Select that one.
Played. 1 of 13. Button. Paused. Playing.
And play paused on that. And if I press menu.
Doctor Who, the best of the first Doctor. Doctor Who, the classic series. 2 of 19. Button purchased. Tab. 1 of 5. Perch. TV shows.
Okay, we're row back 1. To
column 2.
The movie TV show. I mean, you flick to the right.
App Store. Row 1. App Store. Column 3.
I'll go in more into that in another demo, but if I press that on it now.
App Store. Featured. Featured. Tab. 1 of purchased.
Purchased. Tab. As in
2 of 3.
Apple TV compatible iOS apps that I've already got on my Apple ID already.
Search
tab. Right, we've got 3 of 3. Search tab. So I'm going to press menu for the moment.
App Store.
To go
app
back.
Store.
So it's App Store. 1,
photos.
Photos.
Row 1, column 4. Music.
Music.
Row 1, column 5.
Okay, and I press select on
for
music.
You. Music. For you. Tab. 1 of 5.
I've got for you. Click to the right.
New. Tab. 2 of 5.
New.
Radio.
Radio.
Tab. My music.
My music.
Tab. 4 of 5.
And
search.
Search tab. Again.
5 of 5.
Okay. So if I flip back to the left.
My music. Radio.
Now
tab.
I'm using
3 of
Apple
5.
Music. So I'm going to press select on radio.
Recently played. Good night. Piano music to help you relax.
Do.
Radio.
Press select on that
1
again.
Of 51. Button. In progress. Spa music. Best relaxing playing.
Spa music. That sounds very nice.
Paused.
Stopped it. And I'm just going to press the home button.
Music. Row 1, column 5.
Let's do a quick usage of Siri. So I'm just going to ask Siri what the weather is. I'm going to hold in the Siri button. And that's the middle slightly indented button on the group of three vertical buttons on the left-hand side of the remote. So I'm going to hold it in. You'll hear the traditional double beep for Siri. I'll say my command and then release the button. What is the weather today? And releasing.
21 degrees. Narrower. Partly cloudy. Here's how it looks right now.
Oh, good. Thank you for that. So it's currently 21 degrees. I'm not too sure how it looks. That must be a radar on the screen, I guess. And let's check what the time is. What is the time?
The time is 9:25 p.m.
Oh, good. Let's just check what the date is then. What is the date?
It's Monday, the 2nd of November, 2015.
I wonder if I can ask how many days to Christmas. How many days until Christmas?
It's 53 days until then.
Okay, I'm going to press the home button.
Music. Row 1, column 5.
Okay, and now it's going to show you some. If I flick down.
Settings. Row 2.
Flick back to the left.
Computers. Search. Row 2,
okay,
column
and
1.
I'm going to select search.
Search. In progress.
Because I want to show
search
you
keyboard.
The keyboard.
A.
So the keyboard.
Alpha.
So we've got a straight row of alphabet here. So if I flick to the right.
B,
C,
D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Okay, one row.
Zulu, delete.
If I keep going, delete. And we're over to the right-hand edge. If I go flick back to the left. And flick down.
Uppercase letters.
So we can select uppercase letters. Flick to the right.
Selected. Lowercase letters.
Lowercase, which is currently selected.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Punctuation.
Punctuation. And that's it. So flick back to the left.
Numbers.
Just keep things tidy.
Uppercase letters.
Flick down.
Trending movies. Terminator Genesis.
We've got some
1 of 28.
Trending
button.
Movies here.
Trending TV shows.
Trending TV
the Walking
shows.
Dead. 1 of 28.
Flick down
button.
Again. And that's it. Okay, so if I flick up.
Trend. Search. Keyboard. A.
Now, I want to search
Alpha.
For one of my favourite movies, Home, which is actually audio described. So I'm going to flick to the right.
B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Okay, click on H.
H.
And flick to the right for
J.
O.
K L M N O.
Click on
O.
Then flick to the left
N,
for M.
M. M.
And flip back to the left
L,
for E.
K J I H G F E E.
Okay, and
home.
If I flick down now.
Uppercase letter TV shows. Movies. Home. 1 of 28. Button.
Okay, there he is. So I'm going to press select.
Home. In progress. Home. Play. Button.
And I click on play, and hopefully we'll get audio description happening.
Resume playing. Button. Start from beginning. Home. In progress. Paused. Playing.
Searchlight sweeping evening sky.
And there we go, there's our audio description.
Edifice in the form of 20th century fox, with the lights of Hollywood, palm trees, and the hills beyond. Above clouds, a boy with a fishing line.
Okay, and I'm just going to press play, pause.
Paused.
And I'm going to press my home button.
Stopped. Search. Home. Search. Row 2. And
back to the search icon on my home screen of my new 4th gen Apple TV. So that's a bit of a rambling run through of the new Apple TV as far as what's in the box, setting up in this case via my iPhone, having a look at the main home screen items, and then having a look at voiceover settings, briefly mentioning the other settings, and then double checking my time zone and language, and then a bit of a roll around the movies, TV shows and music, and then a demo of using Siri quickly, and then a look at the keyboard, in this case doing a search to find home. That is one of the audio described movies in the iTunes store at the moment. So that completes this demonstration of the new Apple TV unboxing and setup. I hope you've enjoyed the demo, and as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.